بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. Continuing with the discussion on the narrator of this hadith, Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه. Spending a little bit extra time discussing the background of Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه, because as we mentioned, after Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the greatest personality of this ummah. In fact, the greatest personality of humanity. As we mentioned, one of the salient features was the extent to which he would spend his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The famous occasion, obviously, is the occasion of Tabuk, where Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and who brought everything. And at that time, when he was asked what he had left behind, he said that I left behind the name of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that occasion, the salams of Allah were sent for Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But from the very early stages, in Makkah Mukarramah, whatever wealth he had, he would spend it in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And he would, one of the special a'mal which he would do was he would buy slaves, those that had accepted Islam and those that were being persecuted. Most famous amongst them was Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was purchased by Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he was freed. One occasion his father noticed that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was buying slaves that were weak. Physically they were weak. Now normally when you bought a slave and you freed that person was indebted to you to some extent. So even those that were buying slaves to free them would buy somebody that is strong physically. So his father advised him that why don't you buy those that are physically strong? At your time of need, they will become a source of benefit to you. The expression is man ul dhahri. They will become a source of benefit to you at your time of need. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala responded to his father and he said that my purpose of buying the weak slaves is for exactly the same purpose that what you are saying. I want them to be a source of benefit to me at my time of need. But the time of need that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was referring to was in the akhirat. If I buy weak slaves in this world, they cannot possibly help me in this world. But this will show that my intention is purely to get reward and purely so that they help me on the day of judgment when I have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To such an extent, he spent his wealth for the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we find on one occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that everyone that had assisted me financially, I have paid them back. I have recompensed them for whatever financial assistance they had given me, except Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. I was not able to pay him back in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate him. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna min amanni nasi alayya fi sohbatihi wa malihi Aba Bakrin, walau kuntu muttakhidan khalilan, غير ربي لاتخذت أبا بكر ولكن أخوة الإسلام ومودته. He said, of all the people that had showed ihsan and favor upon me, so far as his sohbat, his companionship, and so far as spending his wealth in the cause of Islam, the person who showed the greatest ihsan, أمن الناس, the person who showed the greatest ihsan and favor upon me was Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes on to say that if amongst the people, If amongst the people besides my Allah, I was to take a khalil, a special friend. This word khullat carries a very special meaning. When we say khalilullah. Khalilullah is not only Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of his titles was khalilullah also. This word khullat, as I said, carries a very special meaning. So he said, if I was to make anybody my khalil besides my Allah, then I would have made Abu Bakr my khalil. But with Abu Bakr, it is the brotherhood of Islam. And the love that I have for Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is mentioned about him that he narrated 242 ahadith. Of these, muttafaq alayh, that is in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif, there are 6 ahadith. Ahadith which are mentioned only in Bukhari are 11, and there's one hadith mentioned only in Muslim Sharif which is not found in Bukhari Sharif. Likewise, we find that another distinction that Abu Bakr, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had given Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that he was made the Imam of the Musalla of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was alive. That is Imamat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Musalla, whilst he was alive, 17 Salah, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who led in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is during Maradul Wafat, the time when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was ill. In this was ishara, in this was indication that Abu Bakr is to become the Khalifa after the demise of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because in those days, whoever was the Khalifa, the leader of the Muslims, would also perform the Imamat of the Salah. And perhaps the greatest incident which illustrates the mountain of Iman that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala represented, and the ihsan and the favor on the ummah of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was the incident that occurred at the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, Abu Bakr at that time was with one of his wives, Bint Kharija radiallahu ta'ala anha. When he got the news, he rushed and he came into the room of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had observed that definitely the Nabi of Allah has now passed away. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu kissed the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa khalila, wa nabiya, wa safiya, and he lamented the loss of his khalil, his friend, his beloved. At that time there was pandemonium, confusion among Sahaba kiram. This Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greatest musibat, the greatest calamity that will ever befall my ummah is the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say this is the first major sign of Qiyamah. The first major sign of Qiyamah is the mort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the type of love that Sahaba kiram had for him, obviously this was something that their grief was such that they couldn't bear it. They couldn't even understand or comprehend it. Umar radiallahu ta'ala had taken his sword and he was walking around, and he said that anybody says that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has died, I will take his head off. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has gone to visit his Allah and is coming back again, like Isa alayhi salam went to his Allah. So we find that statements like that were being made. It was total confusion. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala having confirmed that definitely the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away, he walked out and he gathered Sahaba kiram, stood on the minbar, instructed Umar that Umar sit down. Such was the confusion and such was the demeanor of Umar at that occasion that he refused to sit down. So Nabi Abu Bakr ignored him. He praised Allah Ta'ala and then he began the khutbah. And he said, the crux of what he said, that man kana ya'budu Muhammadan fa inna Muhammadan qad mat. Wa man kana ya'budu Allah fa inna Allah hayyun la yamut. He says, those of you that worship Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, know and understand that definitely Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. And those of you that worship Allah, Allah is living and Allah will never pass away. And then he mentioned, read one or two verses of the Quran. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتْ وَقُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah. And after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes away, are you going to وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. Before him there were messengers of Allah also. أَفَإِمَّاتْ. Allah asked the question, أَفَإِمَّاتْ, that if my Nabi passes away, are you going to turn your backs on deen? When he recited this verse, Umar radiallahu anhu said, it was as if the ground caved in from underneath me. And it was as if this is the first time that I heard this verse of the Quran. And he said he fell down onto the ground. And then he realized that definitely Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. This is a little bit of a lengthy incident. Inshallah we'll continue tomorrow if Allah gives life and opportunity. But it clearly illustrates the maqam of the iman of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it was the manner in which he conducted himself at this great test and trial of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes a calamity occurs, a problem occurs, and people behave in a manner where they go against Sharia, where they go against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we do is we tend to justify that, because we say the grief, this shows how much love he had, that he couldn't control his grief. The love that Abu Bakr had superseded the love of the other Sahaba ikram. We heard on the occasion Where one time he even says that, I wish that Abu Talib had got Iman instead of my own father. I wish that Abu Talib had got Iman instead of my own father, because this would have pleased Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more. Despite having the most love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his Iman was such that he was able to control his grief. And he behaved in that manner, on that occasion, in such a manner that he is one of two personalities. There are only two personalities in this ummah where in the books of history we find this expression, Lawla, if it were not for them, Lawla Aba Bakrin, if it were not for Abu Bakr, Lama Umid Allah, Islam would have been wiped off the surface of this earth. Two personalities in the history of this ummah. Many people had given great qurbani and sacrifice, but historians, only about two they write this, that if it were not for them, Islam would have been wiped out from the surface of the earth. One was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and one was Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimullah. But as I said, both these incidents require a lot of detail. So inshallah, this particular incident will continue. Allah give us tawfiq.